CD Projekt Red has gone full Ubisoft. You can't make this stuff up. It just seems like this is the exact same thing going on across the industry. And it's not alone. It's not just video games that have been doing this. It is all of corporations have been pushing these programs where they're excluding men from roles, excluding white people from roles. And I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits in the coming years because there are legal protections against this kind of thing. If you are getting discriminated against because of your race or gender, they leave it at that. They don't say those laws are only for women or for black people or for whatever. You can actually fight back. And we're going to see this coming more and more, I believe, as companies are doing this and just being terrible. And in video games especially, where it's a industry that is very much male-dominated as a consumer base, you're going to find that like when they change these properties like The Witcher into something that do not actually service the demographic they're supposed to be selling to, that the sales are just going to drop. I mean, this is obvious stuff, but the industry keeps doubling down. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of all this and what's going to end up happening with the Witcher series. I can predict it exactly because we've seen it so many times now. It's obvious, but gosh, this is another crazy development. My name's John Delarose, everybody. Please hit the like and subscribe button. I really appreciate you. Hopefully, we earn your support here for all of our pop culture and entertainment news coverage. And I'm also a content creator. I've made a series called For Steam and Country. It's a fantasy series. It's not grimdark like The Witcher or anything like that. I actually don't like grimdark all that much. But I have made this, and it draws a lot of inspiration from like the old Final Fantasy games and things like that for the world building. I think you'll really enjoy it, and you'll see some of my references if you're a old school Final Fantasy player like me. Check this out. It's a 6-book series. 5 out of the 6 are available on audio if you prefer that way. And I appreciate you for being there. It's in the description below. And thank you for supporting our work here. All right. So the CG Projekt Red, the developer of the Witcher franchise, announced the 4th year of its scholarship program that excludes men. Now, this is hot off the heels of Ubisoft getting outed, having this program of college age people who are coming out, trying to bring women and minorities into things that discriminates against white men. All these companies kind of have the same thing. They look and they get these, what happens is they get these HR managers who are all weird blue-haired ladies. Like, I mean, for some reason, there seems to be no HR managers who aren't weird blue-haired ladies. And those weird blue-haired ladies look at the company and they go, gosh, there's 70% men and 30% women that work here. That's not equal. That's not equality. We need to do something about this. And what they do is they start instituting these programs. They go to the higher-ups and say, hey, we need to get ahead of this. Diversity's a thing. You know, we need to make things look like America now. And they start having these programs. They bring in these guest speakers and the like. They call them like lunch and learns to try to make them sound snazzy. And they force you to sit there for like an hour or two listening to people like rant about how you need to respect pronouns and how you need to put pronouns in your bios and things like that. This happens at every corporation. It's not just here. But it is very, very bad. Ubisoft is one of the worst in that regards. I've had employees talk to me and actually show me some of the programming that they get. You'd be surprised. It's like they don't even work on things at all. And it shows in their most recent games. They're not working on video games. They're not working on making the consumers happy. Star Wars Outlaws and Assassin's Creed Shadows are just complete examples of that. And when you've got, you know, 30% of your time eaten up by this weird stuff, what are you going to do? Now, they have these programs also, as Ubisoft already has, where they just bring in these women into these games. And so you get this thing and you're like, oh, we've got a bunch of women showing up for the interns here. And they start mucking with the designs and things like that. And then you get your Star Wars Outlaws protagonist who looks like a quote, accessible. That's what the lead designer said. Winant, right? And that's not what gamers want to play as. It doesn't make any sense. Gamers like characters here, like in The Witcher. It's obvious, but that's it. And so that's where Ubisoft goes, and you could see how it spirals to that character and the Black Samurai. And if you just follow the trends, this is what CD Projekt Red is attempting to do with The Witcher. This is what's going to come out of the franchise in the future. We know it's happening. It's something that is just a spiral. Once they start on this, you can count on it getting worse. You can count on them doubling down. and then you can count on them attacking gamers and doing the same old tired thing. We're seeing it with Dragon Age today breaking pretty badly. If you watched the video earlier today, it is a spiral that these large corporations are just getting sucked into. And it's great for indies because indies are coming out there like and making new studios are developing things like Stellar Blade and like Black Myth Wukong that are just trouncing these AAA games. It's absolutely crazy to watch. So on the Girls at Play website, of course, Girls at Play website, CD Projekt Red announced the fourth edition of the scholarship and mentoring program is starting, which creates a community of young women in the game dev industry. Now, when you get these communities going together, you know they're not working. You know they're not producing anything. It's absolutely crazy how they keep doing this type of stuff. CD Projekt SA and the Perspicuity Educational Foundation announced the fourth edition of the scholarship and mentoring program for high school girls interested in the video game industry. The online recruitment program begins September 9th and will last October 31st, 2024. They don't have this for a high school boys interested in the video game industry. It's kind of odd because, I mean, who are the people who are the most interested in video games, who really understand them, who spend more and more hours on that? It's mostly high school boys. If you look at like Fortnite, I mean, you could just check those demographics. It's pretty obvious what's going on. And who's really not playing those very much? Well, high school girls are not so much. There's a few of them, of course. You got the tomboys out there. It's okay to be a tomboy. It doesn't make you trans, despite the propaganda out there. But that's what we have for real out there. And so none of these things actually cater towards people who really are passionate about video games or passionate about things. And that's why we get these strange video games with the agenda-ridden crap all over it. Because these are the women are the ones who push this more than anything. I mean, honestly, I'll just call it like it is. They're all emotional. They're the ones that get sucked into this stuff. The high school girls are the ones that are all crazy on this diversity agenda because they've been programmed about it. And the boys reject it. They really do. I mean, I have a high school age son, so I know exactly what I'm talking about here. But so this is what's going on. The site continues. Girls in Game is a response to the game devs industry's demand for talented women. See, it's like they just want women to be in there. It's very, very odd. They're going to just destroy everything here. According to the latest IQS Research published Game Story report, there are 17 million gamers in Poland, of which 47% or 8 million are women. Yeah, they always do these lies because they just say, do you play video games? And it's like, well, I play Candy Crush Saga. And it's not it. 2.3 million women declare they play every day on a console or computer, and 22% of gamers say that gaming is their passion. However, among people working, women only constitute 20%. So look at this. Of the 8 million, only 2.3 are console or computer players. So if that is 47%, you actually need to take 2.3 of 8, so you need to take 28% of that 47%, and you end up with women are actually 13% of gamers in Poland, and that's the thing. So if the people working in game dev and women are 20%, they're actually already overrepresented in this type of game situation because they're not playing those types of games. I hope I didn't go over those numbers too fast for you guys, but I think you're a smarter audience than, of course, the ones that these people are targeting. So I think we can just talk real numbers real fast. But you see how they manipulate statistics to fake this whole, like, women are into video games sort of situation. It's absolutely sinister. And this is why when you do then overrepresent things and you get situations like Dragon Age of the Veilguard with the top surgery and the cellulite options that gamers actually do not want. If 13% of those gamers are women, maybe like 2% of those identify as that. And so you're circling the drain for a smaller and smaller demographic, and that's why nobody ends up buying them. It doesn't make any sense. So that's it. This is pure discrimination. It really is. This is something that is anti-man, anti-gamer, and they're trying to just manipulate the game industry from the bottom up, from the high school level, in order to just change things so you don't have games like The Witcher anymore, so that you don't have the games like the old Dragon Age anymore, so you don't have like Assassin's Creed Valhalla anymore, but you have Assassin's Creed Shadows, so that you have Star Wars Outlaws, and every game looks like this. This is what they're trying to develop, and that's what they're trying to push, because they know this is one area of culture that wokeism has been rejected like none other, and they're trying their hardest. It's not going to go well for them. We're seeing every one of these video game initiatives fail. And again, I believe that in the future, with all these discriminatory programs, these companies are opening themselves up to massive lawsuits. But gosh, they are just being short-sighted because they really think they're doing something for the HR department there. Crazy. Leave a comment down below with what you think about this. Hit the like and subscribe button. Join us here, my friends. And please check out my fantasy series, The Adventures of Baron Von Monocle. Grab the whole 6-book series. It really picks up, and you'll love the whole thing once you get through it. I love it. All the readers who have come in soon, thank you so much.